From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm James O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of The Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of The Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary G. Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. If you'd like to contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here is Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you with this Thursday edition of the Living Truth Radio program, originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And this is our third week of studies in a little booklet that I wrote entitled A Study in Bible Doctrine. A little booklet that I'm trying to get into the hands of as many people as possible. A little booklet that isn't deep in theological jargon that you'll not be able to understand, but a booklet that is just 24 pages in length that attempts, as it were, to get the reader to understand the significance of sound Bible doctrine and how important it is to live according to that sound Bible doctrine. And so we are offering it to you throughout the course of this study. And if you contact us, we will send it your way. The only thing that we ask is that you give something to help with the printing and the shipping and the handling of the booklet. But we're not charging for the booklet itself, and I trust you can understand that and understand what I'm saying. And I also trust that if you've been there by the radio the past 2.5 weeks as we've been looking at this subject, that you've been challenged to dig into the Word of God. So many people talk about the fact that doctrine is boring. Well, I don't think it is, and we've addressed that. But here's the point. The more you and I understand sound Bible doctrine, the more we will live effectively for the Lord. When we do not understand sound Bible doctrine, our witness for Christ is not going to be as it should be. Our service for Christ is not going to be as it should be. Our local church will not be as it should be. I challenge every pastor to make sure that from your pulpit ministry down to the nursery, that you are teaching sound doctrine to the people that come to your church. It may not be the best way to draw the largest crowds, but it will be the best way to honor God. And that's what we are to be doing in this life. Well, we've been looking at a section of this booklet this week entitled, What Are the Results of a Lack of Knowledge of Bible Doctrine in Individual Lives in the Local Church? And I trust that the study this week has gotten your attention. But what I want us to do today is to focus on Scripture, because perhaps the answer to this question that is before us of what are the results of the lack of knowledge of Bible doctrine, perhaps the answer to that question comes as we examine just a few passages of Scripture from the Word of God that I want to look at with you beginning today. Turn with me, if you would, please, to the book of Ephesians. Now, the book of Ephesians is a great book to study. It's one of the four books that I give to new converts. When I lead people to Jesus Christ, I encourage them to read through the book of the Gospel of John first to understand the solidity of their eternal life in Christ. Then I encourage them to read through the book of James to understand how to face the trials of life. Then I encourage them to read the book of Ephesians as it teaches our position and our practice in Christ. Then I encourage them to read through the book of Romans, which is the book of Bible doctrine. But the book of Ephesians has 6 chapters in. The first 3 chapters deals with our position in Christ, and the second 3 chapters deals with our practice in Christ. That is, how to live out what we are in the Lord. And when you come to the 4th chapter of the book of Ephesians, it speaks about spiritual gifts. Now, a spiritual gift is a God-given ability for Christian service. When you study the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, that is known as pneumatology, you will study the concept of spiritual gifts. Every Christian has at least three spiritual gifts, as I understand the Word of God. And those gifts are given to the individual Christian at the time of salvation so that they can effectively serve the Lord. My question to you today is, do you know what your spiritual gift or your spiritual gifts are? If not, I would encourage you to study Romans chapter 12, 1 Corinthians chapters 12, 13, and 14, Ephesians chapter 4, and 1 Peter chapter 4. Because those passages of Scripture in the Word of God teach the concept of spiritual gifts. Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14, Ephesians 4, and 1 Peter chapter 4. And by the way, if you'd like to have a little booklet that helps you to weed through all of that, we've put one of those together as well that we would be delighted to send your way, a study in spiritual gifts. But turn to Ephesians chapter 4. And I just want to read down through this. I don't have time to really parse it out for you today, but I want you to see how understanding even the concept of spiritual gifts will lead to sound doctrine and will prevent people from having unsound doctrine that will lure them away from truth. Ephesians chapter 4, beginning with verse 7, it says, "But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things." Now notice beginning with verse 11 of Ephesians 4. It says, "And he gave some gifts, apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers." Now that's only a partial listing of spiritual gifts. You've got to read all of the passages of Scripture that I gave you a moment ago to see what all of the spiritual gifts are. Some of them are permanent. That is, they will last throughout the entire church age. Some were temporary. That is, they lasted until the Word of God was completed in about 96 AD. You'll probably need my booklet on the spiritual gifts to understand that. Please request it, and we would be delighted to send it your way. But why were these gifts given, and why are they given? Well, look at verse 12 of Ephesians 4. It says, "These gifts are given for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, to edify the body of Christ." Spiritual gifts are given, in other words, to build up the body, to build up the church. That's why it's important to know what your spiritual gift is and then use it. Verse 13 of Ephesians 4 goes on to say, "Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." In other words, spiritual gifts will function until we are with the Lord Jesus in heaven. Why? What's the result? Verse 14 says, "That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive." Wow. Let me read that verse again. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 14, talking about the use of spiritual gifts. Using our abilities that God has given to us for Christian service, these gifts are to be used by every Christian, that we be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Here's the point, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of false doctrine in the world today. And there are people who are tossed to and fro by that false doctrine. Oh, today they believe this. Tomorrow they believe the other thing. The next day they believe a third thing. And they are up and down and very unstable as Christians. Do you know any Christians like that? Maybe you're a Christian like that. Maybe you are up and down. Maybe you waver in doctrine. And because of that, you are still an immature child of God. Well, let me give two suggestions. Number one, for you, make sure you study the Word of God. Make sure you grow in your understanding of sound doctrine. And number two, as a believer, make sure you know what your spiritual gift is and that you use your spiritual gift to teach others that they may be strong in doctrine and not tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine that comes along. But I want to tell you, in the closing seconds of this program today, I throw out a challenge to you pastors. Make sure, pastors, that you teach the concept of spiritual gifts from the Word of God so that your flock might understand what their gifts are so that they can use those gifts in relationship to other believers and teach them and train them in sound doctrine so that they will be strong in the Lord. Sound doctrine is important. Well, the Lord willing, tomorrow we'll continue our study. I trust that you'll be with us at that time. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no cost for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to help defray the costs of handling and shipping. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at simply wayoftruth@juno.com. Please visit our website. It's www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth radio broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Dr. Gary Dull, I'm James O'Brien saying, God be with you. Till we meet again.